സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. ഓം
പേജ് 84 വേർസ് 17.
നേതി നേതി തിദേഹാദീന അപോഹ്യാത്മാവശേഷിതഃ അവിശേഷാത്മബോധാർത്ഥം ബോധാർത്ഥം തേന വിദ്യ നിവർത്തിത.
ശങ്കരാചാര്യ റെഫ്യൂട്ടിംഗ് ദ സമുച്ചയവാദി ഹൂ ഹോൾഡ്സ് ദ വ്യൂ ദറ്റ് ജ്ഞാനം ആൾവേസ് ഗോ അലോങ് വിത്ത് കർമ്മ. Without performing karma, one cannot attain self-knowledge and moksha. Acharya says, without karma support, jnanam alone can give moksha, because jnanam depends upon the vastu, the object of knowledge. Karma depends upon the doer, the karta. Therefore, jnanam never require karma support. Karma has got a different role to give chitta shuddhi and to prepare the person for knowledge. With that, karma role is over. But to give knowledge, jnanam, karma doesn't have any role. That we have to understand. When karma is irrelevant, we say it is not totally irrelevant. Karma is very important. Vedic rituals, panchamaha yajnas are very, very important. They alone can prepare us to attain jnanam. They give jnana yogyata. Karma, upasana can give jnana yogyata. But karma cannot play any role in giving the knowledge. While pointing out this, Acharya is telling, Shruti support is also there. That Shruti support he pointed out in 17th shloka. In 15th shloka, second line, I left one word in the last class. In the last second part of the second line, 15th shloka, Tasmat karma mumukshuna heyam. That word I have not given the meaning. Tasmat, therefore, since karma is not supportive, Veda vihitatvat says, Veda is not prescribing that he brings here after 15th shloka. So first he takes vidya sahakaritvat that he is negating in the 15th shloka. Sahakaritvam is not there. Whose sahakaritvam support? Karma sahakaritvam is not there. Therefore, tasmat, 15th shloka, mumukshuna, by a mumukshu. Who is mumukshu? Moktum Ichha Mumuksha. Moktum Ichha Asti Asti. The one who is having the desire for moksha. Mumukshu. Mumukshuna. By that person who is desirous of moksha. Mumukshuna. Heyam. To be dropped. To be given up. That means the student who is studying Vedanta can slowly reduce rituals part. Puja, vratam, spending a lot of time, hours together, going to that temple, this temple, puja, all these things, reduce your time. Heyam means not criticizing. Here not negative sense. Heyam means drop. Don't involve too much in karma kanda. Don't involve too much in karma kanda rituals. You will get tired by doing that, and you won't get quality time for study. Because by that time you finish your puja, abhishekam, something, whatever you are doing, you will, by chanting sotram parayanam, you are tired and you cannot study shastra. You won't get quality mind, quality time also. That is why heyam means reduce. Drastically reduce. By reducing, you get time. If you reduce that karma, you get lot of time. What you have to do with that time? I have lot of time now. You have to engage in shastra study more. Not only once in a week. Guru teaches, and you have to do homework, you have to read again at home, you have to do lot of homework. Nididhyasana, contemplation you have to do. Not only class time, other timings also you have to do. At the quality time you have to draw and do that. Tasmat karma heyam mumukshuna. Afterwards, he is answering to Veda Vihitatvat, he said. There is a vakya in Mimamsa, Yavad Jeeva Shruti Vakyam. Yavad Jeeva Shruti Vakyam means Yavad Jeevam Agnihotram Juhuyatanam. Juhoti. One has to do Agnihotram Vaidik Karma lifelong. That is the Yavad Jeeva Shruti Vakyam. Yavad Jeevam Agnihotram Juhoti. Lifelong one has to do Vedic ritual. This is what Samuchayavadi is Veda Vihitatvat. This is said by Veda, Veda Purva. And how can you give up? For that Shankaracharya argues, Veda asks Brahmana to do Brahmana karma. That is called Vidhi Yogyaha, a technical term. To perform that injunction prescribed by the scriptures, that is called Vidhi. Vidhi yate iti vidhi. Shastra prescribed. You have to do this, you have to do this. Brahmana is supposed to do this karma. Kshatriya has to do this karma. Vaishyas have to do this karma. Like that, one varna. Varna ashrama. Based on that, Shastra prescribes certain duties. Grihastha has to do Panchamaha Yajnas, Agnihotram. Vanaprastha has to do some japa, dhyanam. Brahmachari has to do samidhadhanam. And he has to study Shastra Patanam. Like that, certain injunctions are there. The one who deserves that injunction prescribed by Shastra, he is called Vidhi Yogyaha. Vidhi Yogyaha. Shastra is not prescribing karma for all people at all times. What Purapakshi says? When Shastra prescribes, how can you say there is no necessity of karma? Acharya is asking him, you are telling Shastra is prescribing. Whom? To whom? That Shastra prescription. Shastra addressing whom? Which varna of person, which karma? Which ashrama person, which karma to be done? That you have to see. Vidhi yogyaha. Brahmana is not kshatriya karma yogyaha. Brahmana is not kshatriya karma vidhi yogyaha. Kshatriya is not brahmana karma vidhi yogyaha. Brahmachari is not grihastha karma vidhi yogyaha. Grihastha is not sannyasi karma vidhi yogyaha. Understand? Therefore, that vidhi yogya is very important. To whom it is prescribing, to which ashrami it is prescribing, you have to see and understand. Suppose you say Shastra prescribing karma Yavad Jeevam lifelong, 100 years, so everyone, Then Shastra talking about sannyasa, it's Shastra statement of sannyasa becomes meaningless. According to you, if Shastra prescribe karma lifelong for everyone until death, then sannyasashrama is not relevant in Shastra. That Shastric statement of sannyasa, na karmana, na prajayadhane, na tyage, naike, that statement Mahanarayana Upanishad become meaningless. Therefore, understanding Shastra is not so easy. Acharya says you have to understand Vidhi Yogyaha. To whom Shastra is prescribing, you have to understand, and he has to do. Up to what time also he has to do. That's why ashrama. Once you come to Vanaprasthashrama, once you get white hair, you are not supposed to do any ritual. This is the rule. Krishna Keshaha Eva, black hair, whoever is having, he or she, means they alone can do rituals. Krishna Keshi. I am dying, Swamini, and a black hair. No, original black hair. Okay, by dyeing the hair black color, you cannot be a Krishna Keshi. Krishna means black. Keshi means hair. This is the rule. Why Shastra kept that? Once you get white hair, you are supposed to retire from karma kanda nartham. Okay, you have to reduce your karmas. You have to come to upasana, vanaprasthashrama and sannyasashrama. Either antara sannyasa or bahya sannyasa. Okay. Then Upanishadic statement is also there. Neti neti iti. 17th sloka. First line, you see. First line and second half. Second line, second half. First half. Avisheshatma bodhartham. Avishesha. Avishesha means attributes. Avishesha means attributeless. Attributeless. Avishesha. What is that attributeless? Atma. Atma is attributeless. It doesn't have punyam, papam. It doesn't have any color complexion. It doesn't have any type of guna, attributes. That atma, avishesha atma, bodhartham. For that knowledge's sake. For the sake of that knowledge. Avisheshatma bodhartham. So what? Neti neti iti. Shastra talks about in Maitreyi Brahmanam. This neti neti comes. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Maitreyi Brahmanam. In Murta Murta Brahmanam, it comes. Neti neti iti. Not this, not this. What do you mean by neti neti? Na iti, na iti. Not this, not this. This is not satyam, this is not satyam, this is not truth, this is not truth. Then what else is truth? Not this, after negating everything, what remains, the reminder is that atma. The reminder means that remains. Remainder, not reminder. Reminder na gnapakam pandrathu. Remainder, that which remains after negating everything. The negator remains. Once you negate, what you have to negate? Dehadin. Acharya gives, what you have to negate? Don't negate what you don't like. Just like people drop in Kashi. They also say, dropping what they don't like. That niyama they kept, when you go to Kashi, you have to drop one food item. Which you like more? You ask any one single person, have you dropped coffee or not? They won't drop coffee. They drop only Sita Phalam, Sapota Phalam, yedo or Phalam, illa enna Pavakkai. They drop and come back. Here, Shastra is asking, this body is not Atma. Deha Adin, Deha Adipadat, Buddhi, Manas, sense organs, all what you are experiencing. whatever you are experiencing is called this. This clip, this body, this mind, this sense organs, this eye, this ear, this nose, this house, this person you are talking, no? And this, all ruled out. That is called naiti, including your body, mind, complex also, because you are experiencing that. Therefore, it is not. Then what is truth? The experiencer, the negator, is the satyam. Dehadin apohya. Apohya means having dropped. That means having dropped means you cannot drop physically. You drop mentally, intellectually you have to drop by recognition, by understanding. Apohya. How can you do that? With the help of what you have to do? With the help of what you can drop. Just like that you cannot drop by sitting at home. Without studying Shastra, you cannot drop. You have to go to a guru, you have to study Shastra. Then only you can drop intellectually. Therefore you have to supply Shrutya Apohya. Guru Vedanta Vakya Dvara Dehadin Apohya. How you do that apohya dropping? Neti neti iti vachanair nigama avochuhu. Where pratasmanam? Neti neti iti vachanair nigama avochuhu. What remains? Avasheshitaha. Atma avasheshitaha. So this jnani need not do any varna ashrama karmas. Varna dharma is not there, ashrama dharma is also not there. They are not relevant to a jnani. Jnani is beyond all karmas. That is the topic is going on here. Therefore, bodhartham anantaram you have to put a full stop. Atma avasheshitaha. Atma remains after negating everything. This is very very important sloka. Everything is important, but we don't see the importance in that. Tena avidya nivartita. Tena means neti neti iti vakyena. By that statement, not this iti vakya dvara. Not by just saying neti neti words. Neti anna, not this by verbally uttering, you cannot remove ignorance. What I have to negate, I have to understand. Why I have to negate also, I have to understand. By negating, what am I going to get also, I have to understand. Swamini, every day morning I am sitting and saying neti 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 100 times and all. Then afternoon 100 times I say neti 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 mara 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 madri. Here also just like repetition you won't get. Why I have to drop? What I have to drop? By dropping that, what am I going to get? How to drop also I have to learn all this for a length of time. That is why Brihadaranyaka is the 10th Upanishad. ఈ సకే రఖట ప్రశ్న ముండ మాండుక్యతిత్తిరిహి ఐతరేంచ ఛాందోగ్యం అనంతరం నేతి నేతి వాక్య కమ్స్. బై దట్ టైమ్ యు బికమ్ ఓల్డర్. అమ్మా, హౌ మెనీ ఇయర్స్ వీ హావ్ టేకెన్ ఫర్ 10 ఉపనిషత్స్, యునో ఆల్మోస్ట్ 15 ఇయర్స్. ముండక ఆన్వర్డ్స్ ఇఫ్ యూ స్టార్ట్ బృహదారణ్యకం కంప్లీషన్ కి 15 ఇయర్స్. Already we have completed long ago Brihadaranyakam. Afterwards only we have started Brahma Sutra. So in that Brihadaranyakam only this neti neti comes. So without studying Upanishad, you cannot understand what is niti, what is negation. Therefore, studying 10 Upanishads is compulsory. If you are not attended, listen from cassettes, CDs. That is what we have to do. Just like listening, it won't work. Okay, tena, neti, neti, iti, vakkena. What happens? Avidya, self-ignorance, nivartita, self-ignorance is removed or destroyed. Up to here, we saw in the last class. Now, ஸ்லோக 18 நிவ்ருத்தா ஸா கதம் பூயஹ ப்ரசூயேத ப்ரமாணதஹ அஸத்யே வா விசேஷேபி பிரத்யகாத்மனி கேவலே. Now a question arises. Once my avidya has gone, my ignorance has gone. Avidya means ignorance. Ignorance of what? Not physics, chemistry, zoology. Here ignorance of Atman, one's own nature, one's own self. Once the ignorance goes, what is guarantee it will not come back? What is the guarantee it will not come back? Just as when you see that silver upon the shell, you go near, you recognize it is a shell, it is not silver. Now you have got that knowledge. What knowledge? Shell knowledge, it is not silver. Then what is guarantee? Next time when you go near to that shell, in because of sun rays, again you see it as silver. Rope snake also. I know this is a rope. It is not a snake. I have got knowledge. Sarpa ajnanam gone. Suddenly one day again, after 1 month or 2 months, again I see that rope in darkness. Suddenly I feel it is snake. Like that, the Purapakshi asking, what is the guarantee your avidya also will come back again? Will not come back, what is the guarantee? Then Acharya is answering for such a doubt. Nivritta sa avidya nivritta katham bhuyaha prasuyeta. This question is hidden here. You have to understand. Question is not directly asked, but Acharya is answering. So question is assumed, assumption. Question is, just you have assumed, sa avidya, that ignorance, katham, how, bhuyaha, which avidya, nivritta avidya, which avidya has already gone, by Guru Vedanta Vakya Dvara, which has gone, neti neti iti vakyena, nivritta, sa avidya, bhuyaha, katham prasuyeta, bhuyaha means again, once again, katham, how, prasuyeta, prasamam, how can it deliver? Which has gone, how can it born, it can born again, prasuyeta means how can it come? Prasuyeta, how can ignorance be born or comes? Pramanataha nivritta avidya. Nivritta means how it has removed, it has got removed. Mahavakya dvara pramanataha. Pramanataha means shruti pramanataha. By Upanishadic statements. That ignorance has gone by Upanishadic Mahavakya statements. Mahavakya dvara pramanataha means by Mahavakyan. Now that ignorance cannot come back because this person has recognized what? Kevale pratyagatmani avisheshe api. this ignorance comes, suppose, where it can stick? Because it cannot come back to this Atma. Atma is ever free from ignorance. Are this very correct then? Atma is ever free from ignorance. It cannot, kevale means non-dual, pratyegatmani, in inner self, this ignorance cannot arise, avidya cannot born in this inner self. Which inner self is free from? Avidya. In that inner self, this avidya cannot take place. What type of pratyegatma? Aviseshe api. Avisesha means attributeless. Aviseshe api, attributeless, inner self, non-dual. Non-dual, attributeless, inner self, in this, it is not possible. Avidya cannot come out from that. Then, asati eva, asati avidyana. Avidya cannot exist in non-self also. Either it has to exist in self or in non-self. Once jnanam has come, ahankara is falsified where it exists. Non-self anatma is falsified. So avidya cannot exist there. It is, anatma is not there. Asati. Asati means non-existent self. Anatmani. You can take asati means non-existent. Asati eva. So it cannot exist in self, inner self, it cannot exist in non-self. What? Avidya. As long as you have ignorance, ahankara is there only, it can exist. And the ahankara, as long as it is there, as long as you are not focused to Mahavakya, that ignorance exists. Once Mahavakya Dvara it is removed, this anatma is falsified, it is not there. So this avidya cannot exist in anatma also, because anatma is not there. Can it exist in atma? No. It cannot exist in atma also. Why? Because of jnanam. Wherever jnanam is there, avidya cannot exist. That is why avidya is anadi, it is beginningless. If it has come again, it will have beginning. Once it has beginning, again it will end and will begin, end and begin. So arrival and departure will continue. So what we say, avidya is anadi, it is beginningless. Since it is beginningless, it cannot begin once again. It is beginningless. And when it is beginningless, how can you say it has got anta? We don't say it is anta as though it is there. Therefore, just like our snake exam. Snake cannot come. The example is not right example actually. That Purapakshi keeps that example in the mind. That example is only example sake, but not for this Atma Jnana Avidya Vishaya, that example is not relevant example. So it cannot come back, means what? Actually avidya is a superimposition. It doesn't have real existence. If it is really existent, you cannot destroy. You cannot remove. Whatever is really existent, you cannot remove. Since it is seemingly existent, seemingly ahankara, seemingly problem, illa seemingly. But who says seemingly? Guru says, Shastra says it is seemingly. But the one who is in ignorance, but for him it is not seeming. Problem is not seeming. It is real or real. Therefore, avidya is beginningless. Beginningless, therefore it cannot come back once you get knowledge. Next shloka. Shloka 19. Na ced bhuyah prasuyeta. Karta bhokteti dhi kadam. തദസ്മീതി ച വിജ്ഞാനേ തസ്മാദ് വിദ്യാ സഹായിക സെക്കൻഡ് ലൈൻ ഫസ്റ്റ് വേർഡ് സദസ്മീതി ച വിജ്ഞാനേ. വൺസ് ദിസ് പേഴ്സൺ ഗെറ്റ് അഹം ബ്രഹ്മ അസ്മി സത് ബ്രഹ്മ അഹമസ്മി സദസ്മി ഇതി വിജ്ഞാനേ. വൺസ് ദിസ് പേഴ്സൺ അറ്റെയിൻസ് ആത്മജ്ഞാനം വിജ്ഞാനേ സതി അറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ടൈം വൺസ് ഹി അറ്റെയിൻസ് ദാറ്റ് ആത്മജ്ഞാനം ഭൂയഹ എഗെയിൻ അവിദ്യ ന പ്രസൂയേത അവിദ്യ വിൽ നോട്ട് കം ബാക്ക് will not come back. Why it will not come back? Because karta bhokta iti dhi katham syat. Shankaracharya asking how this jnani can have again I am the karta, I am the bhokta. Avidya kama karma. Once you have avidya only, ignorance only, you can have desire. Once you have desire only, you will do karma. And karma phala. So avidya, kama, karma. Karma means karma phala comes where na? In kartrutvam only. Aham karta, aham bhokta, that identity with kartrutvam, doership, enjoyership, it has to come. Once I have ahankara, I am the doer. I am the enjoyer of that result of action, bhokta. So ahankara is required for that. For ahankara's sake, avidya is required. Since he has eliminated avidya, ahankara is not there. Which ahankara is the cause for kartrutvam? Which ahankara is the cause for bhoktrutvam? Since ahankara he has gone, kartrutvam has gone. Since kartrutvam has gone, bhoktrutvam also, enjoyership also gone. Then katham syat, how can he claim I am the karta, I am bhokta? To say I am the karta and bhokta, you require ahankara. To have ahankara, you require ignorance. Since ignorance cannot come back again, if ignorance alone is there, he can say karta, aham bhokta. ധീഹി ദാറ്റ് ബുദ്ധി ദാറ്റ് ജ്ഞാനം അഹം കർത്ത ഇതി ജ്ഞാനം അഹം ഭോക്ത ഇതി ജ്ഞാനം കഥം സ്യാത് ഹൗ ഇസ് ഇറ്റ് പോസിബിൾ ഹൗ ക്യാൻ ഇറ്റ് കം ആക്ഷേപാർത്ഥേ കഥം നത് പ്രശ്നാർത്ഥം ഹൗ വിൽ ഇറ്റ് കം ഇറ്റ് വിൽ കം ഫ്രം ബാക്ക് ഡോർ എന്ന് ചൊല്ലക്കൂടാത് നത് പ്രശ്നാർത്ഥം ആക്ഷേപാർത്ഥേ കഥം സ്യാത് ഹൗ ക്യാൻ ഇറ്റ് കം ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് ഇറ്റ് കനോട്ട് കം എന്നർത്ഥം ആക്ഷേപാർത്ഥേ കഥം കഥം സ്യാത് ധീഹി മീൻസ് ജ്ഞാനം സദസ്മി ഇതി വിജ്ഞാനേ. വൺസ് ഇറ്റ് കംസ് ജ്ഞാനം കംസ് അജ്ഞാനം ഹാസ് ഗോൺ അവിദ്യ ഹാസ് ഗോൺ ഇറ്റ് വിൽ നോട്ട് കം ബാക്ക് അതർവൈസ് മോക്ഷ കംസ് മോക്ഷ കംസ് മോക്ഷ വിൽ ഗോ അവേ യാർക്ക് വേണു അന്ന മോക്ഷ യു വിൽ ഗെറ്റ് മോക്ഷ ഓൺ ഏപ്രിൽ ഫസ്റ്റ് That is why we never accept getting moksha. Arrival of moksha and so-and-so place, so-and-so time, we never accept. Advaiti never accept. Ayaram, Gayaram, moksha is not real moksha. That is fake moksha. I told you in Gita class, Bhashyam class, that is not real moksha. That is apekshika moksha. Okay, real moksha is that I am ever muktaha is the ജീവന് മുക്തി. ആഫ്റ്റർ വിജ്ഞാന യു കെൻ പുട്ട് ഫുൾ സ്റ്റാപ്പ്. ദൻ നെക്സ്റ്റ് സെന്റൻസ് തസ്മാത് വിദ്യ അസഹായിക ദർഫോർ വിദ്യ ആപ്പോസിറ്റ് ടു അവിദ്യ. അഹം അബ്രഹ്മൻ ഇസ് അവിദ്യ. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഇൻ ഭ്രമ. ഐ എം എ ഹൗസ് വൈഫ്, ഐ എം എ ഹൗസ് ഹോൾഡർ, ഐ എം ഓർഡിനറി പേഴ്സൺ, ഐ എം സ്റ്റേയിങ് ഇൻ ടി നഗർ, ഐ എം സ്റ്റേയിങ് ഇൻ മൈലാപൂർ. I am so much afflicted by floods. All these vyavaharika sharira is undergoing. But I, the Atma, ஐ எம் நாட் அட் ஆல் டச்சுடு பை வியாவகாரிக மனசு புத்தி சித்த அகங்கார. தேர்ஃபோர் கர்மா இஸ் நாட் ரிக்வயர்ட். வித்யா மீன்ஸ் ஜானம். ஜானம் வென் வி சே ஓன்லி ஒன் மீனிங் இன் வேதாந்த கிளாஸ். ஜானம் மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் ஆத்ம ஜானம். ஆத்ம ஜானம் டசன்ட் ரிக்வயர் அசஹாயிகா. அசஹாயிகா மீன்ஸ் லிட்ரல் மீனிங் இஸ் ஹெல்ப்லெஸ்னஸ். அசஹாயம் சொல்றோம் இல்லையா, not that way you have to take. Asahayika means it doesn't require any help of karma. Asahayika means it is not supported by karma. Who? Vidya. Vidya is not supported by karma because karma is done because of avidya. Once avidya has gone, vidya alone is there. Such a vidya, how can it need the support of karma? Which karma is born out of avidya? Puriyadha logic? Logic puriyadhinga. Vidya doesn't require karma. How? How it is not in need of karma? Vidya means atma jnana. Because once vidya has come, means avidya has gone. Once avidya has gone, the kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam has gone because karma is not possible really in that person. With ahankara bhavana, karma he does or she does, but kartrutvam, bhoktrutvena, karma phala akankshaya na kartum shakyate. Ahankara is not there. Therefore karma is not there, and then don't think literally karma is not there. Karma which cannot yield any result, it is like a dagdha bijavat. It is like a fried seed. It cannot sprout that karma. Jnani's karma cannot sprout. Karma phalam will not come. Why? Because of jnana agni bhasma sakurute. Karma, it burns. No? Jnanam burns karma. Then what is that karma jnani does? Karma abhasa. Only namke vasti karma. It will not touch him. Therefore, tasmat vidya asahayika. Therefore, vidya is not supported by karma. Next shloka. Now Acharya is giving Veda Pramanam. கர்மபியோ மானசாந்தேப்யஹ ஏதாவதிதி வாஜினாம் அமிர்தத்வம் ஸ்ருதம் யஸ்மாத் த்யாஜ்யம் கர்ம முமுக்ஷுபிஹி அக்னிஷ்டோமவதித்யுக்தம் த்ரேதமபிதீயதே. The fourth line of 21st shloka is not connected to the previous three lines. It is connected to the next 22nd shloka. If I don't read, you will look at me. That's why I have completed reading. Okay. That second, fourth line of these four lines, 21st shloka, second line connected to 22nd shloka. Now we have to see only three lines meaning. 20th shloka, 21st shloka, first line. Now, he quotes, Acharya is quoting, Shruti prescribe sannyasana. Shruti itself prescribe sannyasashrama. Sannyasa means renunciation. So, nyasa word is used in this shloka. Sannyasahana. we go to the second line. Karmabhyaha manasantebhyaha. Afterwards we put a full stop. This one and half line of 20th shloka is from Mahanarayana Upanishad. Nyasa iti brahma. That is the word in Mahanarayana Upanishad. Nyasa word alone is taken. Nyasa iti brahma word. Shrutya. Nyasaha shrutya. That Mahanarayana Upanishad shrutya. That shruti vakya dvara. Shrutya ataha. You have to start with ataha. Shrutya ata is there. You have to split shrutya ataha. Ataha evahi. Therefore alone. Therefore alone means what? Ataha means therefore. Evahi means because of this reason alone. What is this because of this reason? Above said shloka. Because of this above reasons what I have given, once vidya comes, avidya cannot come back. How avidya can come? Because karta bhokta should has to take place in his intellect. They cannot arise once he become a jnani. Because I say all these reasons, ataha eva shrutya, ataha eva, what shruti says, nyasaha atyarechayati iti uktaha. Nyasaha, sannyasa means renunciation. Nyasaha means sannyasaha. Nyas means to drop, to renounce, to give up. Nyasaha atyarechayati excels, superior, superior most iti atyarechayati iti uktaha is said in Mahanarayanopanishad. Iti, thus Shruti says. Mahanarayanopanishad Shruti says. Excels from what? Karmabhyaha manasantebhyaha. It is superior to karma and upasana. Karmabhyaha means rituals. Karmabhyaha, rituals, any karmakanda connected activities. Smartha karma, vaidika karma, any karma. Karmabhyaha, atyarechayati nyasaha. Manasamtebhyaha api atyarechayati. That manasam karma, upasana and all comes under manasa karma. Manasamtebhyaha. From all these upasanas, meditations, people does lot of japa and all, doing lot of mantra japa, dhyanam, all these, either they do some karma or they do some mental activities. Shastra says, sannyasaha eva atyarechati. Then, jnanam, nyasaha means we have to understand here, jnanena sarva karma sannyasaha. Fourth chapter of the Gita. Jnana karma sannyasaha. Renounce jnanam and karma. Not that is the meaning. Fourth chapter meaning is jnanena, jnana dvara karma sannyasaha means karma phala sannyasaha. Not karma sannyasa. Karma phala sannyasa. So here nyasaha means sannyasaha, karma phala sannyasaha. Never seek any results of any action. You are seeking means what? You are desirous of that phalam. That means you are nourishing your ahankara, you are nourishing your kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam. Therefore, drop your ahankara first. I don't want because they all give either punya. If I do properly only, they give punya or they give papam also. So I don't want to get into that clutches of punya papa once again because it binds me. Karma will not bind. The karma phala, akanksha, bhavana, asha, that only binds the person. Anxiety, tension towards that karma, the phalam, ippurumu. Will come it, when it will come, when it will come. Na. Eagerly waiting. Na. Tukkame illa swami. Eppadi varam tukkame. ദെൻ കർമ്മഭ്യഹ മാനസാന്തിഭ്യഹ ന്യാസഹ അത്യരേചയതി ഇതി ശ്രുത്യാ അതഹ ഏവ ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ശ്രുതി സേസ് സന്യാസ അലോൺ കർമ്മഫലത്യാഗ ആന്തരസന്യാസ. ആന്തരസന്യാസന്ന് റിയലി സ്പീക്കിംഗ് പട്ടു വീട് എന്ന് അർത്ഥം. വീട് വീട് പട്ടു വീട് എന്തിലൊന്ന് പട്ടു ഇരിക്കൂടാത്. പട്ടു ഇരിക്കൻ എന്നർത്ഥം അഹങ്കാരം ഇരിക്കൻ അർത്ഥം. അഹങ്കാരം ഇരിക്കൻ എന്നർത്ഥം അവിദ്യ ഈസ് ദേർ, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് കോൾഡ് അജ്ഞാനം ഈസ് ദേർ. അഹങ്കാര അവിദ്യ ബോത്ത് ആർ ബ്രദേഴ്സ്, ട്വിൻ ബ്രദേഴ്സ്. അവിദ്യ അഹങ്കാര മമകാര രാഗ ദ്വേഷ ആൾ ഗോ ടു ഗെതർ. സ്വാമിജി ദുഷ്ട ചതുഷ്ടയം. ഇതെന്ന ദുഷ്ട ചതുഷ്ടയം? ശകുനി കർണ ദുശാസന ദുര്യോധന, ഫോർ ആർ ദുഷ്ട ചതുഷ്ടയം. വാട്ട് മഹാഭാരതം. ഇനി വേദാന്ത ദുഷ്ട ചതുഷ്ടയം എന്ന തരുമോ? അഹങ്കാര ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ഐനെസ്, മമകാര മൈൻഡ്നെസ്, രാഗ അറ്റാച്ച്മെന്റ്, ദ്വേഷ എവർഷൻ. ഇന്ന ഫോർ ദുഷ്ട ചതുഷ്ടയം സിറ്റിംഗ് ഇൻ ഫോർ കോർണേഴ്സ് നോട്ട് അലോവിംഗ് യു ടു ഗെറ്റ് സെൽഫ് നോളജ്. സീക്രെറ്റ്ലി യു ഹാവ് ടു അറ്റാക്ക് ദം. ദേ ആർ ലൈക്ക് മിലിറ്റന്റ്സ്. യു ഹാവ് ടു അറ്റാക്ക് ദം സീക്രെറ്റ്ലി. യു ഷുഡ് നോട്ട് സേ ഐ എം ഗോയിങ് ടു അറ്റാക്ക് യു, ഐ എം ഗോയിങ് ടു അറ്റാക്ക് ദേ വിൽ ഗോ ആൻഡ് ഹൈഡ്. അതെ മാതിരി നൗ ദിസ് മഹാനാരായണ ഉപനിഷത്ത് ശ്രുതി സപ്പോർട്ട് ഇസ് ഓവർ. Now next another shruti support. Etavaditi vajaniya vajinam amrutatvam shrutam. Vajinam shrutam, vajinam means Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Vajasaneya Upanishad. In Maitreya Brahmanam, Yajnavalkya tells to Maitreya, etavaditi are Maitreya amrutatvam. This much alone, hey Maitreyi, there is nothing to study more. This much alone. Vijnataram are khena vijaniyat. Afterwards this word comes. Etavaditi are Maitreyi amrutatvam. Amrutatvam means this much alone is immortality. There is nothing else more than this. This is called immortality. അമൃതത്വം ഇതി ശ്രുതം, ഹേർഡ് ഇൻ ബൃഹദാരണ്യക ഉപനിഷത്. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഹേർഡ് അമൃതത്വം ശ്രുതം ഫുൾ സ്റ്റോപ്പ്. ഏതാവത് ഇതി വിദിൻ ഇൻവെർട്ടഡ് കോമാസ്, ഏതാവത് ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ വേർഡ് യൂസ്ഡ് ബൈ യാജ്ഞവൽക്യ ഇൻ ബൃഹദാരണ്യക ഉപനിഷത്. 4.5.16 മൈത്രേയ ബ്രാഹ്മണം ശ്രുതം ഓവർ. ദെൻ നെക്സ്റ്റ് സെന്റൻസ്, യസ്മാത് ഏവം തസ്മാത്, ഹൗ ടു സപ്ലൈ യസ്മാത് കോറിലേറ്റീവ് തസ്മാത്. യസ്മാത് ഏവം തസ്മാത്, സിൻസ് സന്യാസ അലോൺ എക്സെൽസ്, സിൻസ് ദിസ് മച്ച് അലോൺ ഈസ് കോൾഡ് ഇമ്മോർട്ടാലിറ്റി. മഹാനാരായണോപനിഷത് സീൻസ്, ബൃഹദാരണ്യകോപനിഷത്ത്, യാജ്ഞവൽക്യ സീൻസ്. യസ്മാത് സിൻസ് ദേ are declaring like this, bheri, like bheri nadam, that example also comes in that portion. Yasmat eva tasmat, we supply because of this reason alone. Tasmat kim karaniyam mumukshubhi karma tyajyam. Mumukshubhi, people who are all the seekers of moksha, by the seekers of moksha, mumukshubhi kim karaniyam mumukshubhi karma tyajyam. Karma means what? I want to do this puja, I want to get this phalam, I want to do this vratam, I want to get this phalam, I want to go to that pilgrimage, I have to give certain oblations and all, so that I can get phalam. Like mantra chunlone padikana appoda namaku adu chun. You can get that tune, no? Lot of expectations, no? Karma, karma, karma. If I don't do, I may get papam. If I don't do, my children may will get papam. They will be afflicted by those karma, no? Apratyavaya papa. this type of hitching in the mind always keeps a person insecure, unhappy. So that karma, what type of karma? Which karma always I want to do, because of that I want to get. This tension, this anxiety should be dropped. When can we drop that? Swamini says like that. Like that students are listening. Class irukku, adhuk adhi irukku thani. இதுக்கு இது அதுக்கு அது தனி தனி. சோ ஹூ இஸ் பெனிஃபிட்டட் என்ன? குரு ஓன்லி பெனிஃபிட்டட் பை ரிப்பீட்டட்லி டாக்கிங் டாக்கிங் டாக்கிங். குரு ஓன்லி கெட் மோர் நிஷ்டா. சோ ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஹேஸ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வை ஐ நீட் நாட் கோ டூ பூஜா ஆஸ் தேங்க்ஸ் கிவிங். You need not remove all your deities, photos, puja room and all. You need not make it empty. Okay, karma, tyajya means you have to give up all puja and arthama. Illa. You are doing puja after knowledge, after studying shastra. When you are a Vedantic student, your puja should be done in this manner. You have to change your mindset, your bhavana. I am doing puja to Bhagavan for to show my thanks, for giving thanks. So I am showing my thanks, gratitude, to gratefulness to the Lord. Oh Lord, therefore I am putting flowers to you. I am giving naivedyam, putting naivedyam in front of you. It is thanks giving, because you have given me guru, you have given me shastra. Therefore I want to do namaskara to you. Like that you have to do kritagnata. You have to show. For that sake only you have to do puja, not for asking anything. Priyana, adha karma tyajyam anna veetu poi ellame everything you should not remove. That is not right. After coming to Vedanta class, I am not doing puja, Swamini. Anna, who said? You have to do puja, minimum puja, deeparadhana, and do namaskara, offer flowers to the Lord. When you are in grihastha ashrama especially, sannyasi need not do that, but grihastha has to do. But your mind, your thought, you have converted into what? Nishkamataya, thanksgiving. Thanksgiving function ella veppanriyo adu madri. Now Vedantic students are doing puja just like a thanksgiving puja. Thanksgiving is ellame kollu vechu thanksgiving na. Because of keeping so many years kollu 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 kollu, you have given me so much knowledge, therefore let other members in the family keep kollu and you do namaskara and praise the Lord by seeing the Vishwarupam of the Lord in that kollu. Try to enjoy that way. Don't criticize anyone doing puja or abhishekam or any sort of rituals. Don't criticize any time. On the other hand, you should enjoy that by showing your gratitude. Karma mumukshuvihi karma tyajyam. With this 21st sloka, that connection is over. Now he is going to answer to that fourth objection. அக்னிஷ்டோமாதிபத், ஹி செட் இன் த 10th ஸ்லோக பூர்வபக்ஷி, ஃபோர் ரீசன்ஸ்ல வேத விஹிதத்வாத் சஹகாரித்வாத் அக்னிஷ்டோமவத் பிராயசித்த பாபம் அண்ட் ஆல். ஹி செட் ஃபோர் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் ஐ கிவன். அக்னிஷ்டோமவத், ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் இன் அக்னிஷ்டோமா வி டூ சர்டன் சேட்டலைட் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ். இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் டூ தட் ரிச்சுவல், மெயின் ரிச்சுவல் வில் நாட் கிவ் ஃபலம். தட் மீனிங் யூ ரிமெம்பர். That he is bringing now, Acharya. That also is refuting. Agnishtomavati iti uktam, you have mentioned. Tvaya uktam, it is said by you. Tvaya, you have to supply. Tvaya agnishtomavati iti uktam, karma is to be done as a support to the jnanam, like agnishtoma ritual. In agnishtoma ritual, a supportive karma is done to get the phalam of the main ritual, as you mentioned in previously 10th shloka. Acharya won't say 10th shloka, I am telling. Okay. You have mentioned where, my dear Purapakshi, dear dear ane sollanum. Enna avanu kovam varakudadu. So you have to negate means you have to retain that person in front of you. Otherwise he will go away. You start criticizing any person, slowly they disappear. Sometimes once in a while we have to remind them, oh my dear Purapakshi, avar kekala na solren. Okay, I am just telling, no, Purapakshi, you said like this, agnistoma vate, full stop. You uktam is svaya uktam, it is said by you, full stop. Tatra idam abhidhiyate, for that I am going to answer in the following shloka. What is that? Naika karaka sadhyatvat phalanyatvachya karmanah. Vidyatad viparitatah drishtanto vishamo bhavet. Tata is coming. Don't mistake. Yani tata is coming. Tata varare na. Ata. That is, you have to split like that. Second line. Tad viparita. Atah. Viparita atah. Okay. Now, karmanah na eka karaka sadhyatvat phalani phalani phalanyatvat phala anyat phalani plus anyat phalanyanyat phalanyanyat phalanyatvat anyat phalam phalanyatvam panchami phalanyatvat cha phalanyatvat cha phalani anyat eka naika means na eka. What Acharya want to say, karma is always depending upon many accessories. So many types of dravyams, yajamana, priest, one, not one dravyam. You have to bring so many things for puja, even shodashopachara puja itself, how many things you have to bring? Shatarudriyam, Maharudram, so many things you have to bring and keep it ready there. Varieties of dravyams, ekadasha dravyams you have to bring and keep, and other things also, homa, yajna, yaga, time, how many things you have to bring? Not one or two. Na eka, naika, na eka, karaka sadhyatvat, it is not achieved by one karaka. Karaka means accessories, many things. Various accessories. Karmas are achieved through various accessories. Naika karaka sadhyatvat. Karma is not achieved through one accessory. Any karma. You require so many. Phalanyanyat. One karma gives one phalam, another karma gives another phalam. Even same karma cannot give same phalam. In the kariri yaga and all, for rain sake, they does. If you don't do mantra properly, you won't get. Shraddha is not there, proper Shraddha, you won't get phalam. They are all come under karakas only. You can take Shraddha. In Upanishad also it says, Yadeva Vidyaya Karoti, Chandogya Upanishad says, Yadeva Vidyaya Karoti, Shraddhaya Upanishada, tadeva viryavattaram bhavati. Karma has to be supported by upasana. In Chandogya Visa, in the upasana portion, always karma can be enhanced by some meditation, some upasana. In Ishavasya Upanishad, that karma, upasana is called as vidya. There are two meanings for vidya. Vidya means knowledge also, vidya means upasana also. In upasana kanda, vidya means upasana and artha. So vidya means upasana support is required for karma. Shraddha also required. If such upasana, shraddha is not there, that karma cannot give phalam, whatever you want. So, karakani, anekani. Vidya tad viparita. Vidya is strilingam, therefore viparita strilingam. Ataha, since vidya is totally different, diagonally opposite, there are no accessories, there are no different phalams. மோக்ஷம் ஞானம் ஆத்ம ஜானம் கிவ்ஸ் வாட் ஃபலம்? உனக்கு மோக்ஷம் கூடும், உனக்கு வேறே ஃபலம், அது எப்படின்னு கிடையாது. ஆத்ம ஜானம் கிவ்ஸ் மோக்ஷா ஃபார் ஆல் பீப்புள் அட் ஆல் டைம்ஸ், பட் கர்மா கெனாட் கிவ் சேம் ஃபலம் அட் ஆல் டைம்ஸ். இட் டிபெண்ட்ஸ் அப்பான் ஸ்ரத்தா, இட் டிபெண்ட்ஸ் அப்பான் யுவர் சக்தி, யுவர் வாட் கேலிபர், ஹவு மச் யூ கேன் ஸ்பெண்ட். ஈவன் தட்சிணா, if you don't give proper dakshina also you won't get benefit. So many things are there, therefore vidya is different, karma is different. More in the next class. Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.